This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Just over half of us, 53% of Americans, are now vaccinated, or at least partly vaccinated against COVID. Which is fine, way better than we were, but it's still a very long way from what we need for herd immunity. And until we get there, the coronavirus can keep recirculating among us almost endlessly. The CDC now recommends vaccination for everyone over the age of 12. Young people rarely get severely ill from the virus, but of course they can transmit it along to others. I recently talked about getting the vaccine with a teenager who, for reasons that'll become quite clear, didn't want his parents to find out that I was interviewing him. Can you describe to me where you are right now? What's your room look like?
You see a piano and a guitar, and then there's my bed. Here's the rest of my desk. It's like an L shape, and then two speakers, PC. It's cozy.
Now, I know you want to stay anonymous, so what should I be calling you?
I guess Aaron Williams.
Aaron Williams, okay.
I went on a random name generator, clicked the button a bunch of times, and that's what I got.
Now, you're on summer break?
Yes. That's why my parents are at home and I can do this interview.
I see. And so, Aaron, you weren't sure at first if you wanted to talk to us about this. What were you worried about?
I would say that my parents are good people, but I've really kind of grown tired of all the fighting and issues that we've had over simple things such as a vaccine.
Now, you're 16, right, Aaron?
Yes.
So that means that you can get a Pfizer vaccine in Arizona, but your parents won't let you. What's their concern?
Yes.
What do they tell you when it comes to the vaccine?
Originally, their concern was that the vaccine is underdeveloped and the risks aren't known. Now, what they're saying is that the long-term risks, because of it altering your DNA, quote-unquote, that they don't know about those risks. And even though my friends have taken it, my teachers have taken it, they've all been fully vaccinated for months now, and they're all doing perfectly fine. But my parents insist that in 4 years, they will all suddenly start dying because of how it rewrites your DNA.
So you've been at school or not been at school?
I've been in school in person. Last year, when COVID originally hit around March, they took us to in-home learning. Mm-hmm. But then for the entirety of my sophomore year, I've just been at physical school. Of course, with like masks and social distancing. But near the end, when most people had gotten the vaccine, they wouldn't mask up and they would just walk around not caring about social distancing. And
why is that? Well, how did they explain that to you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, your friends, you say that some of your friends would not mask up and they would wander around. Why was that?
Because they learned that it doesn't really harm them. So if they get COVID, it doesn't matter since they're going to be immune to it and they're not going to have any symptoms.
Even though they might pass it on to somebody else who it could harm.
The thing is, everybody is vaccinated.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone at my school is fully vaccinated.
Wow. So you must feel kind of lonely in a certain way.
Yeah. I think the moment that I really realized was when my friends were planning a gathering. And it was sort of kind of a video game tournament. And it was going to be at one of my friends' houses. And they originally never talked to me about it. They just left me out of it. And I only found out because I saw it from one of my friend's phones, a text message that popped up about the gathering. And then I asked about it. They said, oh, yeah, it's been this thing that we've been working on, but you can't really come since you're not vaccinated and we don't want to take our masks off. And that's when I realized that this is pretty important and I'm starting to get left out of life because of not being vaccinated.
Now, it's just to be clear, is it legal in Arizona for you to get vaccinated without parental consent?
Sadly not. Otherwise, I would have already gone and got it because there's a CVS around 1 to 2 minutes away from my house.
What's the first time you remember talking to your parents about whether you get vaccinated or not? And what was that discussion like?
I think the first time it was at night. We were in the living room watching TV and Dr. Fauci was giving a sort of speech and sort of explaining why the vaccine is safe and now it's available to most people and you should go get it. And as soon as they said that, my mom immediately said, I don't trust that. And she showed me some Facebook screenshot of someone saying that it alters your genes and it's unsafe. And I obviously went and I found the research paper that says why mRNA vaccines are actually safe. And that's when we had our first fight because it escalated. And they had been going down the kind of Trump and far-right rabbit hole for as long as I can remember. And when my teachers got it in January, I told my parents about it. And they were originally slightly hesitant, but they said, okay, we'll wait like 3 months and see what happens. We waited 3 months. And during the span of that time, they started going through all sorts of conspiracy rabbit holes. And because of that, they started changing their mind and they pushed it back to 6 months, to a year, to 2 years, until they just said, you're never getting the vaccine.
So Aaron, I was reading a thread that you posted on Reddit, and in it, you basically tried to figure out if there's some way for you to get vaccinated without your parents' permission. What kind of options have you considered, and can you walk me through them?
I have seen many options because many people were really helpful in that post. Most of them, without knowing what state I lived in, just suggested that I go and talk to a doctor, and the doctor would be able to sign off on the vaccine saying that with the informed consent law, I would be able to get it. But in Arizona, that law doesn't exist. Someone suggested that once I get my driving license, I could drive over to California, and some other people suggested that I would have a friend's parents take me and they be the adult because they never require any sort of proof that that person is in fact your parent. They just want an ID from them.
Now, you're not going to do anything illegal, are you?
I'm not.
Have you thought about that?
I would never do any of that because I really don't want to be breaking the law or anything similar just to get a vaccine.
Now, what would happen if school required you to get vaccinated to appear in person? Would your parents still not let you get vaccinated?
I'm pretty sure from what they've said that if they required it, I would be able to go to school and they would get me the vaccine.
Aaron, it's pretty normal for a teenager to fight once in a while with your parents, but this seems more complicated and much more painful. How does it feel to be so at odds with your parents about this?
It hurts in some ways it does, but really what they've done is they've turned it around on me and they've been saying that I'm the one hurting them, which is really funny to me because I'm the one that's suffering. They're not really suffering from not getting the vaccine. They just go to work and mask up while I'm missing out on friends' gatherings and other things at school and such, but they're saying that I'm hurting them because I'm causing stress for them.
How are they going to feel if they hear this interview?
They would think that I betrayed them, in a sense, because their idea is that they're protecting me from the COVID vaccine. And if I went and did an interview about why COVID vaccines are good, then they would feel like I betrayed them.
Now, are you worried about them getting sick since they're not vaccinated?
Yes. They're way higher risk than I am. And they've been working their part to mask up and do social distancing, but how long are you going to keep doing that? Because if they're not going to get the vaccine, then it's going to be years of them just keeping masks on. And I can already feel that they're tired of doing that because as soon as they get home, they rip off their mask And I don't know how they're going to keep doing this without getting a vaccine.
This is so moving to me, but it seems to me that part of the reason you've tried so hard to talk to them about the vaccine is because you care about them so much and you want them to be safe.
Yeah. I really don't have any other close living family, and they've been my parents for my whole life. Nothing's going to change that. They've grown me and they've helped me be who I am today. So I would really like for them to be able to get past this pandemic and carry on being the really good people that they are.
Aaron, I want to thank you for talking with us. All the best to you.
Yeah, thank you.